Ayam Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivrata Kacharja Astotara Sattase Srimad His Divine Grace of Hai Charanaravindu Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 13, Text Number 8. Rahugana converses with Jad Bharat. Chalan kvachat kantaka sarkarangri nagaru rukshu vimana ivaste Pade pade yantara vininardita kautumbika kujati vai janaya chalan kvachit kantaka sakarangri Chalan kachit kundaka sarkarangri Nagaru rukshur vimanai vaste Nagaru rukshur vimanai vaste Pade pade vyantaravani nardita Pade pade vyantaravani nardita Kautumbika krudyati vaijanaya Kautumbika krudyati vaijanaya Chalan kachit kantaka sarkarangri Nagaru rukshu vimanai vaste Pade pade vyantaravani nardita Kautumbika kujyati vajanaya
Kachit
kandaka sarkarangri
Nagaru rukshur vimana ivaste Pade pade vyantara vani narthita Kautumbika prujati vaijanaya
Chalan kachit kandaka sarkarangri
Nagaru rukshur vimana
ivaste Pade vyantara vani nardita Kautumbika krudyati vajanaya
Thank you.
Maharajis. Chalan, wandering. Kachat, sometimes. Kantaka sarkara, pierced by thorns and small stones. Angri, whose feet. Naga, the hills. Arukshu, one desiring to climb. Vimana, disappointed. Eva, like. Aste, becomes. Pade pade, step by step. Abhyantara, within the abdomen. Vinana, I'm sorry, Vanina, by the strong fire of appetite. Ardita, being fatigued and aggrieved. Kautumbika, a person living with his family members. Krudyati, becomes angry. Vai, certainly. Janaya, at the family members. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sometimes the merchant in the forest wants to climb the hills and mountains, but due to insufficient footwear, his feet are pricked by small stone fragments and by thorns on the mountain. Being pricked by them, he becomes very aggrieved. Sometimes a person who is very attached to his family becomes overwhelmed with hunger, and due to his miserable condition, he becomes furious with his family members. Please repeat. Sometimes the merchant in the forest wants to climb the hills and mountains, but due to insufficient footwear, his feet are pricked by small stones, fragments, and by thorns on the mountain. Being pricked by them, he becomes very aggrieved. Sometimes a person who is very attached to his family becomes overwhelmed with hunger, and due to his miserable condition, he becomes furious with his family members. Purport. The ambitious, conditioned soul wants to be very happy in this material world with his family. But he is compared to a traveler in the forest who desires to climb a hill full of thorns and small stones. As stated in the previous verse, the happiness derived from society, friendship, and love is like a drop of water in the scorching heat of the desert. One may want to become very great and powerful in society, but this is like attempting to climb a hill full of thorns. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur compares one's family to high mountains. Becoming happy in their association is like a hungry man's endeavoring to climb a mountain full of thorns. Almost 99.9% of the population is unhappy in family life, despite all the attempts being made to satisfy the family members. In Western countries, due to the dissatisfaction of the family members, there is actually no family life. There are many cases of divorce, and out of dissatisfaction, the children leave the protection of their parents. Especially in this age of Kali, family life is being reduced. Everyone is becoming self-centered because that is the law of nature. Even if one has sufficient money to maintain a family, the situation is such that no one is happy in family life. Consequently, according to the Varnashram institution, one has to retire from family life in middle age. One should voluntarily retire from family life at the age of 50 and go to Vrindavan or a forest. This is recommended by Srila Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavatam 755, wherein he states, Tatsaru mani suravari dehinam sada samugdi nadhinam asadgrat hitvatma patam griyamanda kupam banam gatoya dharma shayita. There is no benefit in transferring from one forest to another. One must go to the Vrindavan forest and take shelter of Govinda. That will make one happy. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is therefore constructing a Krishna Balaram temple to invite its members, as well as outsiders, to come and live peacefully in a spiritual atmosphere. That will help one become elevated to the transcendental world and return home back to Godhead. Another sentence in this verse is very significant. Kutum bhika krudyati vai janaya. When one's mind is disturbed in so many ways, he satisfies himself by becoming angry with his poor wife and children. The wife and children are naturally dependent on the father, but the father, being unable to maintain the family properly, becomes mentally distressed and therefore chastises the family members unnecessarily. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.29, Achina dharadhavina yasyanti girikananam. Being disgusted with family life, one separates from the family by divorce or some other means. If one has to separate, why not separate willingly? Systematic separation. This is such a great purport. It's unbelievable. Every line is just unbelievable. If one has to separate, why not separate willingly? Systematic separation is better than forced separation. Forced separation cannot make anyone happy. But by mutual consent or by the Vedic arrangement, one must separate from his family affairs at a certain age and fully depend on Krishna. This makes one's life successful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? I don't know what to add to this. I have nothing to say, actually. Om Ajnanati Vidandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuvim Litam Vena Tasmai Sri Guru Vinamah. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stavitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Shapadandikam Mukam Guru Diva Chalam Pangam Langaya Tegirim Adgibadam Ham Vande Sigirum Dina Taranam. So there's so many points that Srila Prabhupada makes here. Every word is unbelievably exact and complete. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada points out that sometimes a merchant in a forest wants to climb the hills and mountains, but due to insufficient footwear, it's interesting that unless one is prepared for, at least in this verse here, in this section, we're talking for the majority about grihastha life. That unless one is prepared, unless you have the sufficient footwear, don't go there. don't go there. Unless you're prepared, just like here, the traveler goes into the forest and desires to climb a hill. If you're not prepared for what the hill has to offer, don't go there. Because all it is just an embarrassment, just like Prahlad Maharaj describes in this verse. Sada smudvigna dhiyam asat grahat. That material life, particularly grihastha life, if it's not careful, if one is carefully not involved, anxiety. What is the translation again? It's full of anxiety. It's an embarrassment which is full of anxiety. So one has to be prepared. Just like, again, you don't climb, you don't go off hiking unless you're prepared, because you may not be aware of all the dangers. Like, for instance, in Arizona, if you go hiking, you have to be aware of the flying cactuses, right? Anybody go to Arizona? They have flying cactuses there. What does that mean? Well, if you walk along a path, if you're not careful, there are certain cactuses that if you get too close, they shoot out their little needles. Huh?
Little or
big. They vary in sizes, but generally they're small. And they're along the footpath. And if you're not careful, and you get too close to them, they just instinctively shoot out these little needles. And you can get obviously covered. And they're hard to come out because they're so tiny. Or here, again, the example is that not only thorns, but small stones. Just like when you drive along the road, and in Denver we used to go up into the mountains periodically, and it looks gorgeous from a distance. But as soon as you get out of the car, first of all, it's freezing like anything. And then when you try and go about the pathways, start hiking or whatever, it's really, really rugged. It's very difficult. And if you're not, again, prepared with the proper footwear, it's very difficult to climb up the stone sides. And again, there's so many obstacles. So one has to be very prepared. That's the bottom line. You have to be prepared. And interesting, in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada uses the word ambitious. And this, of course, has a lot of synonyms to it. This word ambitious, that generally ambitious, we understand, is that one is showing great effort or eager or desirous of something or aspiring for something. But it also has a good and or favorable and unfavorable connotations to it. Generally, we see that people are very ambitious in the material world to become successful in their music or whatever. But it can also be seen as an obstacle. A synonym to that word, ambitious, I was looking this up in the dictionary, is emulous. Or in other words, jealous or envious. We want to emulate other people sometimes because we're envious. Oh, they've got the perfect hairdo, or they've got the perfect walk, whatever. So typically in the material world, because we're the living entity comes into this material world, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that Ichcha Dvesha Smuktena Dvanda Mohina Bharata, that the conditioned soul is born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. And because of that deluded condition, thinks that he can become happy in this material world, and goes about his life enjoying the modes of material nature. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakritir janganan. That we're happily going along thinking that we're in a very safe and comfortable position, and ready to risk. Another synonym of that word, ambitious, is enterprising. That we're prepared to take all sorts of risks to enjoy in this world. At the risk of life and limb, we're prepared to do the most daring thing. It's a very popular thing nowadays in society to do these what's called extreme sports, right? People, they want to do these extreme dives and extreme speeds and extreme everything. So in a deluded condition, we're prepared to do the most extreme thing. And if we're not prepared for it, it backfires. And in most cases, as Srila Prabhupada points out here in the purport, almost 99.9% of the population is unhappy. So people are attempting to satisfy themselves, their family members, but the statistics are that it just doesn't work. And as a result, there's so much dissatisfaction. And as a result, there's no, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, there's no family life. And of course, for any society to work, there has to be a strong foundation. There has to be a strong foundation. And particularly family life has to be very strong. If it's not strong, then what happens? You know, that was Arjuna's anxiety, that without the protection given, that society would be in ruination. And again, we see that practically in modern society because that foundation is not there. As Prabhupada points out here, there are many cases of divorce out of dissatisfaction. And as a result, the children leave the protection of the parents. We have that practical experience in the Krishna consciousness movement. So many members in the early days, I don't know about now, but in the early days, due to dissatisfaction within the homes, became hippies and whatever, bums. And as a result, so many problems there in the homes, so many problems in those individuals. So society becomes chaotic. And Prabhupada points out here that especially in this age of Kali, this problem is prevalent more than at any other time. And as a result, again, everyone is becoming more self-centered, because that is the law of nature. Again, purushak prakriti stohi, that we come into this world and we're just happily enjoying the modes of material nature, just like some little puppy goes dancing along the floor. It thinks it's quite happy. When in actuality, it's in a miserable condition. Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport of that verse that in the material world, everyone is enchanted by the material modes. They're enchanted by the actions of the modes of material nature. Therefore, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, the alternative, the solution, is this varnashram system. Varnashrama charvata purushena parakpuman. Vishnu aradyate. The real solution is given by Krishna himself in the form of varnashram dharma, in which everyone works according to their nature, according to some guidance. There has to be some guidance there. There has to be some directions. And one has to, with that system, gradually separate oneself from the trappings of material life. As Prahlad Maharaj describes here, vanam gatoya dharmashrayeta, that the situation, when the situation becomes so overwhelming, the instruction is that one should take up spiritual life. At least in the verse, it's described that one should go to the forest. But the forest may not always be available. It's like we're living here in Los Angeles. What is the solution? Well, the solution is the temple, which is also like Vrindavan. We may not have the great opportunity of going to Vrindavan Dham because we're so absorbed in or entangled at the moment with so many other responsibilities. So, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness is therefore constructing a Krishna Balaram temple. So, Srila Prabhupada has been so kind that he's constructed these Vrindavan-like temples all over the world. He's made it very easy for anyone who may be inclined, or maybe not even so inclined, who may, by some great mercy, come in contact with a devotee, but will get the opportunity for, as Prabhupada points out here, to live peacefully in a spiritual atmosphere. And this is so greatly needed in present society, because people are being pricked by so many thorns and stones. They're in such a great distress. And they don't know how to deal with it, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, that finally, when one's mind is disturbed in so many ways, he satisfies himself by becoming angry with the poor wife and children. So, not only of course, we're seeing now that it goes beyond some anger. Someone loses it totally and goes home and kills their family members and then goes off and drives off into the into the parking lot and sits there like some dazed person, which is a very common thing, because again, there's so much frustration and there's so much dissatisfaction that there's no recourse, there's no alternative. Being disgusted with family life, one separates from the family by divorce or some other means. Whatever that means. Divorce or some other means. What would those other means be? Anyone?
Just leave.
Yeah. Just take off. Forget about divorce. Let me just take off. Or suicide. Why even talk about it? Let's just do it. If one has to separate, why not separate willingly? Systematic separation is better than forced separation. Forced separation cannot make anyone happy. But by mutual consent or by the Vedic arrangement, one must separate from his family members at a certain age and fully depend on Krishna. This makes one's life successful. So, bottom line is that real success means to, Krishna says himself in the 15th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, wherein he says, iti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam mayanaga. He explains to Arjuna that after this understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that one is to be engaged in devotional service, that is the most confidential aspect of the Vedic philosophy. And if one understands this, does he become wise. Really, this is the most intelligent thing. Is to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that we're meant to be engaged in His devotional service. This is very intelligent. Not only that, but all of His endeavors will know perfection. Not only that, just like Kirsha Prabhupada ends the purport by saying that this makes one's life successful. Following the Vedic process and depending on Krishna. So, understanding Krishna and engaging in devotional service, not only are you intelligent, but everything you do in life will know perfection. So, these are, again, there's so many points that Srila Prabhupada makes in this purport that I can't even begin to touch on, but these instructions given by Judd Bharat to Rahugana are so right on. They're so meant for us in this age. Oh, and are there any questions or comments? Arjita Prabhu.
Thank you for a very nice class. You said you couldn't expand on Prabhupada's purport, but you did very nicely. We learned about shooting cactus. And I do have a question. Prabhupada is stressing here in this purport and elsewhere about the necessity of separating at a particular age following the Vedic system. But systematically in ISKCON, we don't follow that. It's not at a time a president knocks on your door and says, Prabhu, you turned 50 yesterday, I think you better start packing. So is there some discrepancy there? Is it a shortcoming on our part, or is there some other understanding?
Well, that's generally the Vedic system. That's the general Vedic system, is that at a certain age one should go off and dedicate oneself fully to Krishna's service. But Srila Prabhupada also in so many other places explains that that's not necessary in the present time. If one can live Krishna consciously within the home, then that's acceptable. But the point is that one should not become overly attached. That's the point. Overly attached to wife and children and home and so many other things. In the purport to the last verse of that, last verse in the 15th chapter, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the two items which are most important to surmount in devotional service. Two most important things. The first thing is weakness of heart. Prabhupada explains that this is the most important thing to overcome in devotional service, and that is weakness of heart. The first fall down comes by becoming desiring to lord it over. We all of a sudden want to enjoy something separately from Krishna. That's the first fall down. And the second fall down is to become attached to matter and possessions. So whatever position one may be in, the point is that if we keep the heart, if we keep to the regulative principles and engage in devotional service and avoid that weakness of heart, it doesn't matter whether it's this ashram or that ashram. The point is to be engaged in devotional service and live properly. But generally, the Vedic system is that at a certain age, you have to separate yourself from these things. Any other comments on that, Maharaj? Yes, Michelle.
Hey, thank you, Prabhu. I wanted to share an experience yesterday in the restaurant. One lady came in, and it's in regards to the purport about how people are looking for peace and happiness. And a lady came in, and she was saying, she's an older lady. She came in, and it was the first time I had seen her, and she said, "How do I join this movement? What do I do?" And I was a little shocked because she walked in with this big cage and this big parrot inside, so I was a little distracted. And then I was just kind of stunned. I hadn't gotten that question before. And then she looked at me and she said, "I'm really old." And she said, "I've seen many presidents, I've seen many wars." And she said, "But all along I've seen you guys and you're the most peaceful persons that I know." And she said, I want to live peacefully. And she said, "So what should I do so I can live here and be here?" And I told her, I just responded to her. I said, "Well, all the questions that you have, anything that you're curious about, you should keep visiting and just read these books." And I gave her a book. And I said, "Anything you have to ask, there, all the answers are in this book." Yeah, and so then she took a book and she seemed pretty happy and she took prasadam.
Yeah, that's the perfect answer. Just give them Prabhupada's books. Everything's there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.